Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had a chance to recently speak with a pair of award-winning IMSA drivers here at WWJ, Johnny O'Connell and Jordan Taylor, who are the answer to this question: who are the two most successful drivers in the 30-year history of the Detroit Grand Prix? So my first question for O'Connell, who has six career wins on the Belle Isle course, and for Taylor, who has five career wins at the Detroit Grand Prix, is this: what goes through your mind when you hear me talk about your success at this event?
Well, you always feel fortunate. You know, again, all my victories have come either racing the Corvette or the Cadillac. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like to kid around that when you look off in the background and you see the Rensen and it says, you know, GM, and then it flashes to Chevrolet and then it flashes to Cadillac. When you show up in the morning and you see, you know, the top executives that really are determining what direction, you know, your future goes and the racing programs goes, you know, those are Joe Montana moments. You know, Joe Montana in the Super Bowl. Actually, right now it should be more Tom Brady, but where you know it's important to deliver at that time. And so you know, and I'm guessing Jordan, you feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it does feel nice always coming back to Detroit when you have so much success. And, you know, like Johnny said, this event for GM is so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been here in Camaros and Corvettes and now Cadillacs. And for them, this is one of their biggest races of the year. Even though it's only a 100-minute race for us, mm-hmm. You know, we look at our schedule and we see the Rolex 24 at Daytona as our huge one. But GM also sees this one as a huge importance for us to do well. So, we always look forward to coming back. Obviously, you enjoy driving on a track that you've had success at. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the race this coming weekend.
So, the question obviously will come up then: what's been the secret? Why have you guys been so successful on this course?
I think a lot of it's individual styles. You know, it can be very intimidating, you know, racing between the concrete. Mm-hmm. But once you've gotten that first win under your belt on a street circuit, then all of a sudden there's something that you really look forward to about them. And then when you figure out a circuit, well, you show up and you've won. You show up the next year and you remember that feeling, and you know what you need to do. So getting that first win is always the hardest. Okay. And and this track is, you know, what you know, General Motors, Chevrolet, Cadillac, you know combined with the Penske organization has done with Belle Isle is such an asset to the city. But I mean, that circuit gets better every year, and so the entire crew that's associated with putting on the event this weekend, there's going to be over 100,000 people out there. And one of the cool things, a lot of people don't know it, but the economic impact of this event, it brings about $55 million in just over the, you know, 1 week of that event. So it's great for the city, and those of us that are race car drivers, well, we love it too.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, I think hit all the nails on the head right there. And you know, I think starting off with what your question was, I think the success comes from, you know, a big team effort. I think, you know, our form of racing is endurance racing. We have two drivers, so with driver changes, nailing the pit stops, nailing the strategy. So for the driver, you have to do a lot, but it has a lot of things have to go your way. So to win, you know, six times for Johnny, five times for me, mm-hmm. that's a lot of things clicking the right way. And, you know, we can, when we come back here, we can rely on that history and how we've, you know, produced that success.
Race car drivers were also very cheap, you know, by nature. If you know, and one of the cool things is, like, as several times I've been here, and they've let you know that if you win, you're uh-huh. getting a watch. Nice. And so, like,
I've never gotten a watch,
dude. I've got like some really nice watches, but also the obviously you didn't win the right year, yeah. You know. But I've got a couple of those Shinola watches,
yes,
and actually got to visit, you know, the Shinola watch factory here, mm-hmm. which is wicked cool. You talk about guys that, you know, have amazing manual dexterity building those things. It is. You know, so yeah, no, you don't have any Shawn Miller
watches, man. I'll
have to
have a word with some people about that. Yeah.
Makes a great watch.
Okay, we have now made it our mission in life to get Jordan a Shinola watch. It's yeah. just that simple. Right. That is it. Anybody listening, if you can help out, Jordan needs a Shinola watch right away. Hey, listen, you guys were talking about the toughness of the track and how challenging it is. And Jordan, I'll start with you this time. What makes the Belle Isle course such a challenging track to for drivers to work on?
Well, just the nature of the track, it's what we call a street course, so it's built in the streets of Belle Isle, and for us, we're used to racing on natural terrain road courses where you have runoff, and here it's lined by concrete walls, so there's no room for error. Usually, a street course is pretty slow, but Belle Isle has high-speed corners, two very long straights, so it offers some great racing, which is rare for a street course, so that's another reason we love coming back here, because not only is it, you know, a fun track to drive on, but the racing's pretty exciting, and In our form of racing, we have multiple classes, so we're passing traffic. IndyCar will be there, two races on the weekend as well, in Trans Am. So there's racing, you know, all weekend.
Well, you know what, and for the fans, there's also concerts going on. So you know, you're going to have some really high end bands out there playing music, and it's, you know what, it's just such a fun escape. You know, getting out there with your family for the weekend. There's a lot of stuff for the kids. You know, there's amazing food out there. But then, you know, again, this being such a showcase event for General Motors, you'll get to see a lot of the, you know, the Chevrolet side. The display as you go into the infield is amazing. And I think as you walk in, that's where the Cadillac display has historically been set up. So, you know, it's an opportunity just like the auto show. But here you can probably even get a little bit closer to the cars and learn more about what GM is doing.
You know, you talk about getting closer to the cars. This year there's going to be a lot more fan access. Fans are going to actually be able to come visit in the paddocks, you know, get a chance to see all classes, you know, visit the paddocks for all the classes of racing. How much are you guys looking forward to interacting more and more with the fans this year at the Grand Prix?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always that easy to get in the paddock, and this year, you know, the Detroit GP's opened up the paddock to the fans, and you can get tickets for as low as $45 on DetroitGP.com, and that'll get you right into the show. So for us, and for me as a fan, you know, that's what I wanted to do when I was young. I would want to walk up to the race cars, maybe meet a driver. So, you know, it's great to have that access, and that's what people are going to have.
And I'm sure there's going to be people who are going to have questions about the IMSA series and want to know, you know, what's the difference between that series and IndyCar or some of the other series that are around.
Yeah, and it is unique where, you know, you see the cars racing, and you see one car flying by another, and it's hard to understand, but that'll make it way easier to you know, walk up to a mechanic, an engineer, a driver, and just, you know, strike up a conversation and, you know, get an understanding.
Yeah. You know, one of the, and we don't really think about this a whole lot, but how does motorsports, you know, racing, you know, compare in the sporting world? And the access that fans get, okay, on a race weekend is unparalleled in sport. Think about it. I mean, imagine if you could go to a football game and then go hang out in the locker room, or just be like able to see what's going on in the locker room beforehand, or the dugout or whatever. You know, and that's what racing provides. You know, certainly in sports car and IndyCar, the access, you can actually, you know, get into the paddock. You can see the teams preparing the cars. You can see the drivers, strike up a conversation with them. It is that, you know, years and years ago, there was you know, in IMSA, you know, it was called the American Le Mans Series. Now it's called the WeatherTech. But the creator of that was a guy named Don Panos, and the motto was for the fans, and really embracing the fan, you know, the concept of let's do this for the fans. See, we love what we do, but let's make it a special event. Let the fans get close. And so, you know, at the start of most, you know, sports car racers, fans, you know, at IMSA events can get on the grid, can walk by these cars right before the start of a race. Very unique experience, and I think that one most fans really, really appreciate. They don't get that, you know, in NASCAR, but in sports cars, they definitely do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.